Since the last presidential election, the national conversation has focused increasingly on life in rural communities, many of which have struggled with changing local economies.
There are lots of issues that factor into this, and they can all be pretty different, ranging anywhere from an older housing stock that doesn't accommodate a growing workforce to a town losing more and more of its young people to bigger cities.
One group that tries to tackle those problems and many more in western Wisconsin is Driftless Development Incorporated, an economic development organization that works to grow the economy in Crawford County.
Jim Bowman is the group's executive director, and he recently shared his thoughts on issues facing rural development with WisConTex, and he joins us now. Jim, thanks for being here.
Hey, happy to be with you.
So there are three main facets to the work you do with Driftless Development. Can you walk us through those?
You bet. So we are, as a nonprofit, focused on economic development. It's business development, plus community development, and really all multiplied by the leadership of the community. So our focus is to help businesses grow and thrive, first and foremost, and at the same time trying to build an attractive community.
So it's kind of a two-pronged system, both spur business development, but also make the community a great place to live in. I believe that your slogan for your organization is working hard to make living easy. So can you talk just a little bit about how you guys work to make life easier for folks in the Driftless region?
Well, in Crawford County, where we really focus our work, the county has experienced a declining population. It's aging. We've lost some of our youth. Like a lot of rural parts of Wisconsin, we see lower incomes and of course work shortages and housing shortages. But the good news is we have an amazing place and a workforce that's as hardy as the landscape. We've got great companies here, great local governments, people that truly want to live here. So even though there's some challenges, it's a great place to build on. And that's what I see rural America is focusing on, place-based economic development.
That's really interesting, especially because there's been seemingly a lot of discussion about what to do with rural areas, rural cities, rural communities. I really want to quickly look at looking at this from the perspective of business owners. What have you heard from them about, some of the challenges that face them in building a business in a rural community?
Well, the number one, which is no surprise to anyone, is the tight labor market. It's extremely hard to fill job openings right now. So we in economic development, chambers of commerce, are working hard to help address that issue with creative programs from the non-typical job seeker to finding ways to solve childcare services, transportation. Housing's a big issue of developing, growing the housing stock. And even how do we embrace people when they come to our community and welcome them and make them feel at home and connected, and such as young professionals and the youth. So we're having to be very creative. But our businesses, they want to continue to grow. Many of them have much more capacity that they just can't meet because of the labor force problems. So our job is to try to backfill that and help them every way we can so they can be very productive.
We are talking to Jim Bowman right now. He is the executive director of Driftless Development Incorporated, and he's with us to talk about developing businesses, bringing more people into rural areas, and some of what you were just mentioning, transportation, healthcare, stuff like that. There's a lot of outside hands in that, and some of that has to come from the state government or even the federal government. How do you work with municipal governments to try to spur that along?
Well, economic development by design has to be a public-private partnership, and also the private sector in large and small businesses and the public sector and local, county, state, even federal government. And there's important roles for all of them to play. And it's our job to kind of navigate through that process and and with local government and helping them work on projects to successful fruition, understanding the needs of a business that may need to move quicker and has to meet its customer demands, and then helping the business understand how the unit of government needs to operate with good policies and procedures and regulations that are there for, you know, public protection. So we often play the middleman and facilitate getting the deal done because we see both sides of it.
You know, you're not new to this. You've been working in economic development for a long time, first in Illinois, now here in the Driftless region. What have you seen in terms of the needs of rural communities changing over the span of your career?
Yeah, quite a transformation, actually. More and more rural communities, one, are getting engaged in economic development. They understand that to survive, they've got to do something. And I would argue that more and more are getting engaged, and they're working regionally. They're joining forces. They're collaborating. They know they're stronger if they work with nearby communities and counties and form a region, speaking one voice for many reasons, politically or for policy, but even in how they help each other. Case in point, we just ran a zip code analysis of our 8 major employers and plotted them on a map. Well, that map shows that people come into Crawford County from 23 counties and 3 states to work here. So all 23 counties, we need to think alike in many ways, especially when it comes to the labor force.
So as we've mentioned before, there's been a lot of attention towards rural communities, but, you know, sometimes people get it wrong. You know, what is like one big takeaway that you wish that people across the state, people in cities maybe knew about the community you live in, communities you've worked in previously, that doesn't get talked about?
Well, you know, I think there's an element of urban folks that may want to think about living in rural America, and we're seeing that the urban environment's not for everybody, and there are those that want the lifestyle and everything that's offered here in the rural parts of Wisconsin and the Midwest. So a really important point, if I could mention, though, is broadband.
Yeah,
it's like the electrification of rural America. We've got to get broadband extended to all parts of rural America. It's a major focus for us here, and that levels the playing field for how we compete with the urban areas.
Jim, we'll have to leave it there for right now. We'd love to have you back, though. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You bet.
That was Jim Bowman, Executive Director of Driftless Development Incorporated. He joined us to talk about rural economic development in Wisconsin. You can learn more about this issue at wiscontext.org.